All right, today I'll be going over a little bit of our insecticide performance on tarnished plant bug and cotton. And so what I've done is the Mid-South Entomologist Working Group, we do a lot of efficacy trials every year. Every year we'll do 10 or 15 efficacy trials on plant bugs. So far I've been putting all our data together from the Mid-South, and so far I've got 232 efficacy trials entered. I don't have Louisiana's data entered yet, and I still got some data left to enter from Mississippi and Tennessee. But at all these locations, everybody conducts their trials the same. Everything's sprayed by ground at 10 gallons per acre. Our locations were at Mariana, Arkansas, Glendora, Mississippi, Stoneville, Mississippi, and Jackson, Tennessee. And in Arkansas, we have data going all the way back to 2005. In Glendora, we have it back to 2013, Stoneville, 2008, and in Jackson, Tennessee, back to 2012. And I've got more data that I still have to enter from earlier than that. And today, we're just going to be looking at means. This data hasn't been entered or hasn't been actually analyzed because we have a lot of data still left to enter. So our average plant density or plant bug density at these locations, if you look, we have our tarnished plant bug numbers, and this is just what we average in our untreated checks. We'll average every year from about 25 to 30 plant bugs in our untreated checks. So we have pretty good pressure in all these locations. So this will just kind of give you an idea of what kind of efficacy we're seeing between these products. This is over time from 2012 to 2019 across all the states. And you can see some of our best insecticides are acephate plus bifenthrin plus Bidrin alone, and Transform. Whereas some of our other products like bifenthrin or carbine alone or imidacloprid, they don't provide just a whole lot of control when compared to some of the other products. So my plan for this data is kind of once I get it all put together, I kind of want to be able to look at our efficacy over time. And all the charts you're going to see after this is you have your percent control over on the y-axis. And on these ones, this is talking about it across time for a year on your x-axis. But you can see, I thought I might be able to see a decline in efficacy over time with a lot of these insecticides. But really what I see between pretty much everything is there's just a lot of variability from year to year. We look back in 2006 and 2007, and, we're getting pretty good control. Well, then it falls off for a while, it bounces up a little bit, and then it just kind of is up and down from year to year depending on, I don't know what it's dependent on, just the plant bugs. And if we look at our pyrethroids, this is bifenthrin, which is what we prefer to tank mix a lot of like Bidrin and acephate with. It looks like we're seeing a little bit of a decline over time, but then back in 2019, it just kind of pops back up and we're getting a little better control. Now, I really think our pyrethroids probably started declining in control, earlier than that. So if I had data before that, we would probably see a lot stronger decline in control over time. Bidrin, it's kind of similar to acephate. We have good years and we have years where it doesn't provide near as good a control. It's just kind of up and down from year to year. Centric, some people, we've been thinking that we've started seeing a little drop off in control with Centric, but you can see, and something else I wanted to point out was that in like 2018 for all these insecticides, for some reason across states, our insecticide efficacy is lower consistently in 2018. But, maybe 2018 is the reason that a lot of people started thinking that we were seeing a drop off in control in Centric, but then in 2019, our control kind of pops back up. This is imidacloprid, and you can see we started to kind of have a little increase in control, it looks like, and then it kind of is going back down. but it's not providing just a whole lot of control by itself anyway. And Transform, if you look between all these insecticides, it seems to be the most consistent across years as far as providing control. There's not just a whole lot of variability in between years, and I assume this is just because it's a newer insecticide chemistry. And also, it doesn't get sprayed on a lot of other crops. The only other thing that we ever spray it on is sorghum at, but sorghum acreage is pretty low in Arkansas. And so that may explain why there's not as much variability in Transform as compared to some of these other products. So who has the tougher plant bugs between the three states I have entered so far? Well, it looks like Mississippi, at least with the locations that we have, has consistently tougher to control plant bugs. You can see this is with acephate, and for each year since 2016, Mississippi is pretty much having not getting quite as good control with acephate across these years. You know, there's one year where Tennessee seemed to be a little bit lower than Mississippi. I didn't have enough data on Tennessee to be able to include it in this one, but you can see that with Centric, the control that we're receiving is lower in Mississippi than it is in Arkansas. And the same thing with Transform across these states as well. Now, that might just be because that's at those specific locations that they are getting less control out of these products. I mean, this is a paper from Paris with the USDA folks, and you can see that when they were looking at pyrethroids, that Arkansas just had just as many resistant plant bugs as Mississippi did. So that's just at these specific locations. So if we look at just acephate, Bidron, and Transform efficacy in 2017, you can see that for each state, we're getting different levels of control for these products. In Arkansas, Transform's providing the best control in 2017. You look at Mississippi, and Bidron's providing the best control. You look at Tennessee and acephate, they're getting the best control out of acephate. And so, just from region to region, the performance of these insecticides vary between those locations. And something interesting I found in this data is that if we look at our control of acephate plus bifenthrin, and bifenthrin, one of our big recommendations is acephate plus bifenthrin. Well, if we look at Arkansas, that addition of bifenthrin to the acephate, we're getting about a 19% control increase with that addition. You look at Mississippi, and it's only about a 3% increase average. In Tennessee, you're still getting about a 10% increase in control. Now, what might the reason for that be? Well, looking at these locations, Arkansas is still getting about 50% control with our bifenthrin. The same thing in Tennessee, but whenever you look at Mississippi, you're only getting about 28% control, and that fall off in control with the bifenthrin may be the reason that we're not getting that huge bump in control there. Now, I will put in the caveat that with the acephate and that you adding the bifenthrin in there, you're getting some worm control with the addition of that bifenthrin. So we'll still recommend that addition of bifenthrin in with the acephate. Now, this is kind of busy, and I'll break it down, but I just wanted to show you in Arkansas, the acephate versus dicrotophos across years. And if we look at it, a lot of people, they'll wonder whether they should spray acephate or Bidron. And, each one has pluses and cons with it. Bidron's a little more expensive than acephate, but it doesn't flare mites. So, you got to take that in consideration whenever you're spraying. However, but you can see in, 2007, we had a 30% acephate was providing about 30% better control than Bidron was in 2007, and then you flip to the next year in 2008, you're getting about 30% better control with your Bidrin than you are with your acephate. So, you know, a key is just to pay attention to kind of how much control we're getting whenever you're treating these plant bugs. A lot of people, they like to, they go to the field once they reach, you know, three plant bugs per drop, they just automatically spray and they're not really paying attention to how much control they're getting in the field. So, you know, I recommend slowing down a little bit and really paying attention to how much control you're getting from some of these insecticide applications. Now, we recommend Diamond a lot in the Mid-South, and you know, we recommend it in medium to high plant bug populations. That's typically where we see our best control with Diamond. So what is that Diamond really providing? And if you look at this, it's really extending the residual of a lot of our insecticides. You know, we start off with Diamond and you're not getting a lot of knockdown. I mean, you're right at 50% control right off the bat, where acephate's up here at 70%, but once you have that tank mix, you see the acephate plus Diamond really extends the residual control of that product when you mix it in. And we see the same thing with Bidrin. You know, you still don't get a lot of knockdown, but whenever you mix them together, that really just extends the residual control and helps keep those plant bugs under control. So in conclusion, you know, insecticide efficacy can vary drastically from year to year and between locations, even with good applications. Diamond works. We highly recommend it. Pay attention to the amount of control you're receiving from your insecticides, and you may have to change. You know, if you're not getting good control one year or in some location, you might try something different. Now, some insecticides are obviously going to always work better than others, but there's some that you might want to switch it out. And I still got a lot of work to do on this, a lot of data left to enter, and a lot of analysis to do with all this data. So if you need to contact any of the Arkansas folks, there's our information, and I'll take any questions if y'all got any. All right. Thank you.